This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Couple of stories now about the march of time and this pandemic economy. It's only been, give or take, like 3 months now, but it's entirely possible, likely even, that some of the lasting damage that Fed Chair Jay Powell talks about pretty much every time he talks is already happening, that we have hit a tipping point. Case study number one in our two-story series of stories, the pandemic unemployment problem. We have been telling you every Thursday since the end of March about the staggeringly and consistently high number of unemployment applications. Economists had been hoping, as parts of this economy start to reopen and some workers get called back, that the joblessness picture would get better. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, new layoffs are offsetting those gains, which means we might be getting closer to a permanent, persistent high unemployment situation.
James Gamboa is 46, a bartender by trade. He was furloughed back in March by the hotel where he worked in Miami.
I am still on a temporarily laid off basis, but at least I'm still, I haven't been officially let go.
So Gamboa's in limbo, like about 15 million other Americans who consider their layoff temporary. Only what if not?
We're at a very perilous moment.
Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group says with the pandemic still raging, no vaccine, and consumers staying home, companies may reopen but have few customers.
If it turns out there is no justification for them to bring back workers, more of those employees that have been put on furlough may end up being permanently laid off.
The payment processor Kronos tracks how much people are working in real time. Kronos, by the way, is a marketplace underwriter. Kronos VP Dave Gilbertson says early in the pandemic, hours fell nearly 40%. That has turned around.
Half of the people that had been not working are now kind of working again. But we're still at historic lows in terms of the amount that we still have to claw back.
Meaning unemployment benefits, including $600 a week in federal pandemic benefits, will be crucial to keeping families afloat, says Jay Shamba at the Hamilton Project. And unless Congress extends them, those federal benefits will run out on July 31st.
And so if that expires, kind of the average person out there on unemployment, instead of getting $1,000 a week, would suddenly be getting $400.
Shamba estimates jobless benefits are putting more than $100 billion a month into unemployed workers' pockets right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.